It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. May 29th. We're going to start all the way back in 1883, where Thomas Edison receives a series of patents for his dynamo electro machine, basically a regulator for dynamo electronic machines, and three for manufacturing of incandescent electric lamps. 1919, a solar eclipse makes it possible to test Albert Einstein's theory of relativity by observing the stars during the eclipse. Expeditions of the Royal Astronomy Society travel to Brazil and to measure the position of stars made visible by the eclipse. 1996, the first Java 1 Developers Conference was held by Sun Microsystems to discuss Java technologies. Primarily, over 6,000 people attend. Also in 1996, VIM 4.0 is released. It featured a new graphical user interface. It's an open-source multi-platform text editor, which was popular among programmers and users of Unix operating systems. 1997, reporters around the country receive an email claiming that the website of the Los Angeles Police Department was hacked late the previous night by Para, P-A-R-A. It was a blank gray screen with the words LAPD.org initial homepage. 1998, Byte Magazine is acquired by CMP Media. CMP Media published more than 13 computer magazines, including the Windows Magazine. Also in 1998, version 1.3.2 of the NetBSD operating system is released. And in 1999, the 5 millionth internet domain, believeinkids.com, is registered. And the Space Shuttle Discovery completes the first docking with the International Space Station. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. In 2000, Microsoft released version 3 of the freeware instant messaging client MSN Messenger. It was version 3.0.0080. It featured file transfers, PC to iPod, and PC to phone audio capabilities with Net2Phone, which is one of the first VoIP, voice over IP, providers. 2001, Intel releases the Itanium 64-bit processors in 733 and 800 megahertz speeds. Also in 2001, Red Hat announces Red Hat Linux 7.1 operating system for the Intel Itanium processor. And SUSE announces the SUSE Linux 7.2 operating system for the Intel IA64 processor. 2002, Adobe Systems releases the Dreamweaver MX web development application for personal computers. The IEEE 1394 standard is officially renamed to FireWire. And Netflix initiates an initial public offering, selling 5,500,000 shares of common stock, starting at $15 per share. 2003, America Online and Microsoft settled their private antitrust lawsuit, with Microsoft paying $750 million and granting a royalty-free 7-year license to use Internet Explorer with AOL client software. Also in 2003, the journal Nature publishes an article entitled "Action Video Game Modifies Visual Selective Attention." It concluded that video games would improve visual skills. And version 4.3.2 of the PHP programming language is released. 2004, the first Sega Dreamcast emulator was successfully run on commercial games. Chancast was first released as freeware for Microsoft Windows. 2006, version 1.1 of the PCBSD is released. It's the second release of PCBSD, which is a Unix-like desktop-oriented operating system. 2007, CDW Corporation announces that it's agreed to be acquired by Madison Dearborn Partners, MDP, in a merger valued at about $7.3 billion. And a United States federal judge orders the TorrentSpy BitTorrent indexing site to begin logging users' activity for the Motion Picture Association of America. In response, the TorrentSpy's attorney, Ira Rothkin, announces that the site's administration's intent block U.S. access rather than violation on the privacy policy. 2008, Comcast's homepage was hacked and users couldn't get to their email. Well, basically, the DNS for the location was hacked after they compromised the DNS entries that pointed to Comcast's site. And a study from Akamai shows that more than 30% of all internet attacks originate from China and the United States. And in 2009, a Virginia man was arrested for robbing a bank in South Carolina after he decided to post a confession on MySpace.com. Yahoo announced that Yahoo 360 would be closing on July 13th, and Microsoft removes the three-program rule for their lowest-cost version of Windows 7. It was noticed that the introductory version would only run three programs at a time and was criticized heavily for it by the blogging community.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Wikizine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and Geekazine.com.